Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1458, recorded on Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. Spin a cold one. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it free for 7 days, visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Today, we're going to make water out of thin air. Can you believe it? It's all on the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
On Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
I'm nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
Chad, I'm doing super, sir. And awesome. You?
I'm doing fantastic. Today has been absolutely great. Having a fun time today.
And why is that? Do you have something specific, or are you just doing showbiz talk?
Just showbiz talk. What happened today? I mean, if you're not aware, we've mentioned it a few times before. I'm about ready to go on my vacation. In 2 days, I will be off on vacation. So the last week before, like in this business, there is no kind of dropping your work and moving on. You basically have to do it the week before so that the next week it's already done. And this week has just been super
tripling
intense.
Up and doubling up on everything. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. This morning I was trying to book people and email tons more people than I normally do. And then I've been trying to do this YouTube stuff. So there's been a lot of editing and trying to schedule recording with people when I'm not at work or when I have free time. And it's been kind of crazy, but it's also like a weird sense of fun. There's kind of a weird sense of importance when you're super busy.
Wow. Okay.
Have you never felt that? Is it just me?
Well, you know what? I have a fear of vacations. You know, people say, when do you go on vacation? I say never. Because my fear is that, you know, I also do a lot of stuff and there's tons of mail and there's Mad and there's all these different shows. And my fear is if I went away for a week, I would come back and not be able to get into that kind of routine. fast, let's do it. So basically what I do is go to the National Hardware Show and add a day to go to a museum or something so that it's not a specific vacation. I'm there anyway. I'll do something else.
Yeah, that is a fear.
But,
For this week vacation, I'm going to get back and be like, why am I doing all this stuff? Like, let's cut half of it. But all of it's important to me. And yeah, I don't want to. Getting out of the routine might. I am worried. I am.
We'll see. Yeah. I did two crossings on the Queen Mary, too. But on both of them, I was a lecturer. And then I also, at the time, was working for a boating magazine. So I pitched the editor with. We had done 600 boat tests, and I said, how about we do a test of the Queen Mary 2?
Yeah.
And we'll do the regular stats, you know, speed, you know, 20 knots, sleeps, 4,567, you know. And so
cost.
We did that. And we ran, graphs and everything. Yeah. So it's sort of like on a vacation, but you're still doing stuff.
Yeah.
But you'll be doing your balloon animal act and
sure,
everything.
Sure, yes. So. I'll be entertaining all of the passengers and, keeping family in line.
Yeah, like you'll come back and say, guess what, Dick? This is the last GizWiz. I'm a cruise director.
Yeah, or I need a vacation from my vacation.
From your vacation.
Yeah, a lot of fun. It's going to, I think I've said this before, but not having zero internet. This will be the first time.
That's gonna be,
because the cruise's internet is A, really bad, and so I decided not to spend any money on any package of cruise internet. And then my phone, normally I'll have a roaming data plan, but at the moment I went with an unlocked phone on a prepaid T-Mobile plan, and I don't think there's an easy way to get roaming data without spending a lot more money, because it's only prepaid exactly in my area. So,
T-Mobile, if you're actually physically walking with your phone, they consider it roaming and charge extra. So,
your phone's on the move.
Yes, roaming. Yes, exactly. And move in another country, I wouldn't nope. chance it.
Nope. So I will be going for a full week. And that's another, like, whenever I'm on vacation, normally I'll produce my shows remotely. I'll hand over it, but then I'll still be emailing guests and still be trying to book. I'm not able to do that.
Ain't doing nothing.
No.
This is the time when the brick house changes addresses and doesn't tell you.
I'll get back and all the locks have changed. They're going to replace the locks on the front door and go,
exactly.
Finally, that red-haired guy went home for once. He's just been sleeping in the brick house and we couldn't get rid of him. Now he's finally gone for a week. Gives us some time.
Yeah. Well, did Leo and Lisa pay for your cruise? Because that would be a very bad sign.
No, at least I can sketch, that's off the list. Luckily, my parents paid for the cruise. So now you can really see who wants me where, because they haven't, they're in Texas. So I don't get to see them very often. Well, I guess let's get to our first gadget.
Okay, so it's a theme again.
Okay,
there was a show in New York City, a one-day show called the Luxury Technology Show. And I found things with really high prices. And then I found a couple of things where I thought they would cost more than they did. But the first item really caught me off guard as I entered the Metropolitan Pavilion where the show was, because I thought it was pretty neat. And here it is from the Luxury Technology Show.
People are told that Giz was the luxury show. Walk in the door, see the most amazing chair. This is for the person who spends a lot of time at their computer.
Whoa.
Looking at this chair. Just once in your life. You'll get in the chair and you'll spend your entire life in it. Martin, tell me, let's walk back here so we can see the screens. And show me again how everything is automated here.
Six monitors.
Everything is touch controlled, so you have an interface here. You can lower down the monitors. You can work recline backwards to relieve pressure on your spinal cord. You can adjust pretty much everything, like the seat. You've got massage on it. You can adjust the leg rest as well. You've got energy light there. So an air filtering system. So it's like, anything you need to work and be as comfortable as it's possible to be effective and productive. And, stock broker, use it, programmers, designers.
This is really amazing. Dennis, you got a shot of those monitors. And as Martin showed you, sit there.
Yes,
you can
bring
the monitors down to where you like. There are built-in Bose speakers for great sound. And now that the chair, you can recline the chair or bring it up to a more upright position if you like typing straight up. Now, Martin, what does something like this chair cost?
This model is $21,000.
I'll take two.
We have an entry level product called the Emperor 1510, which is $5,900. Same look, does pretty much the basic stuff that DLX do. Okay.
So the monitors come with it. You supply your own computers because people would normally have their own computers anyway. Is that right?
Actually, it is fully customizable.
We'll throw in a $20,000 computer.
And so the you know, customer asks for, you know, the color he likes, color trims. You know, here you can see wood pieces, but you can have like a car-like paint.
This is our next TD chair.
Yes.
Up to 5 monitors. You can decide if you want or not the PC, but the price will vary with it.
And your website is?
MWELab.com.
MWELab.com. Well, when we first came in, I asked Martin, and he accidentally said it was $21. I tried to buy one, but I couldn't talk him into it. Anyway, this is really amazing. We're going to look at more stuff, but this is really the ultimate seat. The Gizwiz marching on.
It has its own air purifying system, Bose speakers, subwoofer under the chair,
hydraulic lifts to pull.
Yes, 5.1 audio system, light therapy. So if you're feeling tired and you want a little light therapy. It's pretty amazing. And then if that's not enough, they call them scorpion chairs because, as you can see now, that's a great shot. They look like a scorpion spider.
Yeah.
And they make a bare bones model for $6,000.
Yeah, we're looking at the bare bones model here.
Yes, there you go. There you go. And then if you're really out of your mind, they make I think he said it's almost $50,000. I think it actually does your work for you.
Yeah,
I think you just sit down and say,
it wasn't
write a
big
book.
Enough model. The one that we're looking at here. This is the if the $21,000 just isn't your fancy. Here is, golly, that is amazing.
Yeah, pretty.
But I gotta say, I really want one.
You know, Joshua's kidding, but for the brick house, 5 monitors.
You know, if they throw in a TriCaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I bet you they could build a TriCaster right into the. Take out the subwoofer, put the TriCaster in.
Next on Know How to build your own Emperor chair.
Start with a bridge chair, this ordinary bridge chair.
I think Padre is going to help me get one of these.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez. Do you get the cup? If you
Get the cup, you don't get the color water.
Yeah. Very, very, very cool. If you have $5,000 burning a hole in your pocket,
you're right.
Shipping most likely cost extra.
Another $5,000.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, to be honest. But what? Whose job is it to design this? Like, that's what I want. Like, they have a whole company based off of, you know, everyone's desk is one of these. This is a company that I want to work for.
It's really great. Like, I mean, that was inspiring. Then I went and I saw a tube amplifier and I thought, oh, I got to ask about that. So it turned out the tube amplifier was there just to listen to headphones, which I did listen to.
Oh,
I can't even remember the name. The headphones were $1,700.
Was this at the Panasonic or the Sony booth?
No, this was at Audio something.
Oh,
I
Audio
forgot.
Technica?
Mm-hmm. No. That brand I know. It's a brand I never heard of. But I could not tell the difference between $1,700 headphones and my $125 Bose that I'm wearing now. So,
yep.
And they were saying that, you know, I said, why do you have a tube amplifier? And they said, people not only think tube amplifiers sound better, but they swap out tubes
for different music.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you know that?
I've seen this at CES and
they said
CES,
that different tubes
it was
have
a
different
whole presentation. You would sign up for a list, and then you'd get a time that you could come and experience the headphones. And they had a separate little room that you'd go to, and they'd ask what taste of music you wanted to listen to. So you'd tell classical, and then they'd shuttle you into this room that's, of course, made of glass so everyone can see that you're putting on the however super expensive headphones.
Yes, yes.
And then you can sit there and listen to music, and then your time's up, and you're done.
And how much were those, the ones that you...
Around the same type of price.
About $1,700.
And of course, and there's only like three of them in the world. And the tube amplifier that's
also,
used...
they were big.
Humongous.
And they were wood.
Yeah.
And each earpiece had its own driver. So they have all these cables coming out.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. There's, I mean, and there's... They at least sold three.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, or two.
All right, so the second thing, I'm not familiar, that familiar with electric bikes that look like Vespers. And so when he told me the price, I thought it was very low. Actually, I thought the whole idea is great. So let's take a look at the second exhibit I videotaped that, or Dennis videotaped that, Jetson Bikes.
Meet George Jetson.
The Gizwiz, we're still at the luxury show. I came across this. This is really neat. It's from Jetson, and this is an all-electric scooter. I have Josh here, who is the CEO?
Correct.
Okay, you didn't invent it.
We didn't invent it, but we've created our brand of electric bikes and electric mobility.
Now, when I was looking at this guy, I understand it can go... about 40 miles, a 40-mile range?
Yeah, so the product goes about 30 to 40 miles, depending on of course, the conditions of the road. It goes about 20 miles per hour, so technically it's considered a bicycle, so there's no need for a license or registration, which is one of the most amazing parts about our product.
I am amazed.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is it's 100% green and eco-friendly. It's made with a high-grade lithium-ion battery. And it also is delivered to your house 100% fully assembled. So out of the box, turn the key and ride. We've created a simple way to get around town, you know, an eco-friendly way, a new way to commute. And it's been great so far. We make them in 12 different fashion colors. Everything from lime green to cotton candy pink.
Now, are there a lot of options, or is this pretty much what you get?
So, for right now, this is what you get with this, with our main Jetson electric bike. And then, as you can see, we're launching on a bunch of new different items. So, right there is our Jetson Junior Kids electric bike in the camouflage color.
That's neat. That little guy.
Step Up, which is another electric bicycle in two sizes. You know, super high quality mountain bikes. Fully electric and fully...
So what does this guy retail for?
So this is sold for $1,800. You can find it on our website or on Amazon.com. You can find us at Urban Outfitters. You can find us at Toys R Us.
You find that, the little guy at Toys R Us, and now what does that retail for?
That retails for about $300.
$300?
Yeah.
That is really great. And the website is?
JetsonBike.com.
JetsonBike.com. This guy is really neat for under $2,000. I like it. And when you get to the office, you take the battery pack out, run it up to the office, charge it from a regular AC outlet. I'm going to ride over to the next exhibit. Okay, bye.
That is so cool.
That's neat. And on Amazon, it's $100 cheaper than Urban Outfitters, but it's on Amazon Prime.
Hmm.
So you must, this is must be one of those times where
free
you
delivery.
Save a lot of money. Because just for laughs, I went to Amazon and I clicked on the Prime thing and it says you can have, the, I guess I did this yesterday, it said you can have this delivered Monday by 11 a.m. Maybe the guy just drives it over. You know, instead of the drones... The guy will just pull up in the thing and say, you know, it's
so
ready.
That's so funny. Yeah. This item is available for delivery Wednesday, March 12th. That is so funny.
And it comes in 8 different colors. And the little pull-out battery, I think he said it's 4 hours to recharge it. So you could ride it to the office. If you ride a long way, you could recharge it in the office and then have 40-mile range for the trip back home.
Did you say how long it takes to charge?
It's 4 hours.
Four hours
to charge. And it has, you know, turn signals and a headlight and taillights. And,
that is neat.
So, you know, I don't own any electric kind of bike. And also, driver's license or registration, because the guy said it is technically...
It even has pedals.
A bike. Yes, you can... If you totally run out of power,
you can pedal it.
And recharge the battery as it goes.
Part of me is thinking this is a really great thing for me. I mean, I don't live that far from the office, and the drive over, most of the drive has bike lanes.
Oh,
and
there you go.
That's there you, really
yeah. And
cool.
It's funny because I said to the guy when he said no registration. No license. I said, how about within New York City? And he said, well, two things. One, within New York City, they want a license or a registration for everything. He said, the other thing, though, is most New Yorkers just say, screw it. I'm just riding this around the streets and I don't care.
Right.
So the thing is, you probably should just double check with wherever you are. But in theory, it is a bike.
That is very, very cool. Yeah.
The Jetson bike. And that little guy I did not see on Toys R Us yet, and I think he said that was their newest gadget, that little $300 version for kids.
That is, man.
It's neat, isn't it?
I can't wait. Like, I mean, I wish I had some disposable income and I could get some of these. little guys.
Well, you know, you throw your money on rent and food and things.
Silly things.
Clothes. Yeah. Oh, you know.
Yeah, I know. I just a material guy. You know.
Yeah.
Gotta have those luxuries. Anyway, very, very neat. If you commute and you don't want to pedal anymore and you're lazy. It's perfect.
And you have $1,800.
You have $1,800. Why not?
This is pretty. You know, I it looked like the seat was very long. I didn't ask him. I assume you can take a passenger. I'm sure it would cut down on the range, but
yeah, you're right. That seat is long.
Yeah, it looks like you could ride with somebody.
Yeah.
Now our last guy is expensive, but I thought it was different. So you can give me your take on it. After you see this little 2-minute video.
Cool. And this is happening right about...
Yes, the third gadget from the Luxury Tech Show.
Hey, the Gizwiz, we're still at the Luxury Show. You walk by a display and it says, water from air. Now, how could that possibly work? So we had to stop by and talk to Chad about
Chad.
New device. And these are really beautiful.
Other Chad.
Look at this guy.
And first, Chad, other Josh, then other Chad.
Water from air.
Okay, it'd be my pleasure. So basically, we are taking the air in. We're cleaning the air, taking out bacteria, virus, VOCs.
Chad, we're going to walk back so we can stand next to your unit.
Okay. And then at which point we chill the air, and then we condense the water, we collect the water into our anti-germ tank, protect it all the way through the system, hot, cold water on demand.
Unbelievable. Now,
it's a water cooler that never needs refilling.
Arizona would not be a good place for one of these guys, but you told me that it's also conditioning the air within the room. As it's making water.
It's purifying the air before
it is. You know, there are a lot of places.
Out.
I know Arizona is quite dry. But there
I
are
asked about Arizona. He said, not a good place
humidity,
for that.
And it's not a comfortable way to live, right? So we take the water out of the air, makes your environment more comfortable. We purify your air, and we give you clean drinking water.
And you know what? This used to light up before. What was that about?
This is a UV water bottle. I could take another one. It's easier.
Okay, we're going to wait on here, and okay, we're getting one because I like things that light.
Okay, this is a different product. This is our outdoor hiking product or emergency system. You basically take this off. You can set it down in a river. There will be three layers of filters inside to take out the sediment, the heavy metals, and to give it a nice clean taste. You fill it up. You flip it over. You hit the button, and the UV light comes on for 40 seconds, sterilizes, kills bacteria, virus that might be present in the water. When the light goes off, you flip the top, you have a drink, nice, clean, safe water.
That is great. Now, is this on the market yet?
It is also not on the market yet.
Okay.
Coming soon.
And give us the prices of the big guy, this guy, and your website.
For our dispensers, these are going to be retailing between $1,600 and $1,800. We still have some pricing to figure out. It's going to launch about 5-6 months. This is going to be probably around $70. And it could be out in the next month or two.
Okay, and the name of your company and the website?
We're Untapped Water Systems at UWS.TM.
Beautiful. Chad, thank you so much. Dick DiBartolo drinking. Where's that water? I had a sip of it before. I think it needs a little more humidity. No, this is really good. This is really great. I'm impressed.
I'm imagining someone in Arizona has a humidifier to raise the water level in the room. Then that, which will dehumidify the room because it's pulling the water out of the air.
Yes, I know people in the chat room are saying, wait a minute, this is a glorified dehumidifier. Well, the thing is, I would not want to drink the water. I mean, the price sounds very high, and maybe when they said they haven't really said it. But the little guy for $70 seemed interesting.
That was very interesting.
You know, if they had one on the ship, you could put it on a rope,
just pour
dunk it down into the ocean.
I wonder if you can use salt water. Normally... Saltwater's...
Oh, you know, he said you dip it into a river, so maybe it doesn't do salt. Might have to be fresh water.
But yeah, I've done that before where I've gone to a river and pumped water through a filtration system and then used iodizing tablets to clean the water and then drank that before.
Oh, yeah, but no LED light?
At that time, I don't think, this was a few years ago, I don't think it was fully up to snuff yet, and people were...
Oh, okay.
I remember people being like, sure, shine a light in that water and clean it. Go ahead. And so we didn't use that. We used the iodizing tablets, which definitely worked really well. But I think it
did turn your hair red, though. Was that the first time you...
You know, ever since that day, my hair has been red.
Too much iodine, I think. Yeah. Too much iodine.
Yeah. I'm amazed because what he was mentioning was it pulls the air in and then it filters the air so that when it pulls the water out, it's clean water. Which is kind of crazy. And that is one style. If you want a stylish water cooler at work.
And it has hot and cold, so it instantly cools the water. Or if you want hot water. Is it pizza?
We got the biggest pizza has just arrived. That actually looks like
this is our version of the Academy Awards.
Yeah, this is a gigantic Amazon gift card. If he puts it forward. We'll see. And yeah. So there he goes. Leo is
that Michael?
Off of work. That was Michael.
Leo and Michael?
Leo. Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Yep. What cut-ups. What crazy people.
Jeez. Well, coming up next is my crappy corner.
Chad's crappy corner.
And then, of course, we have the letter and the gadget warehouse. But first, we have to thank Lynda.com. Lynda.com is a place for you to learn a new skill, a new trade, a new program. This is the best place for you to find video tutorials on the internet. With Lynda.com, they have over 2,000 high-quality courses for you to use. What do you want to learn? Photography, audio and video editing, software skills? With easy-to-follow video tutorials on Lynda.com, you can learn at your own pace, on your own terms, from top industry experts. And with the Lynda.com subscriptions, members receive unlimited access to all of these videos, with software, creative, and business skills. Recently, they've just added Final Cut Pro X 10.1.1 essential training, which is great because Final Cut Pro X did change. Web design fundamentals, up and running with Chrome OS, GarageBand essential training, and making beats in Logic Pro X. I really love all of that. And I really do like the industry professionals. They are, because when you want to learn, you want to learn from someone who does it every day, who's actually working in the field. And that is you know just from watching a few minutes that these people are working every day in the software that they're teaching. They just didn't quickly just brush up on this to teach you a course. All of it is, of course, curated. You trust Lynda.com with very nicely structured classes with great curriculum. And you can, of course, watch on your computer, tablet, or mobile device. You can switch between the devices. It works a lot like Netflix, where it remembers your place. It remembers the last video you stopped on. And you can switch between the two, which is wonderful, because sometimes I'll wake up or... in fact, many times I'll be doing laundry or I'll be doing a chore and I'll have it on my iPad and can carry it around the house. Absolutely love it. Recently in my courses, I took some C and C++ essential training and also some Unity 3D 3.5 training, essential training, which you can see on my page here. I have my courses tab over on right there, and then I have my playlists and the course history. It keeps it. I've been trying to look at it a little bit. These are recommended for me, and I just it's just really really wonderful. I have my video editing playlist. I keep everything all nice, and I was trying to get into Maya a little bit as well. So why don't you learn something new with Lynda.com? It's only $25 a month for access to the entire Lynda.com library. Or for $37.50 a month, you can subscribe to the premium plan. And that includes all of the exercise files that let you follow along with the instructor's projects using the exact same assets. So if you're trying to learn how to use a new website, it'll keep the HTML and CSS pages for you to open up on your computer so you can see exactly what they're using and work along with them. You can try Lynda.com right now for free for 7 days. That's Lynda.com/gizwiz, and you can access all 2,000 courses, like I mentioned before, for free for 7 full days. For a full week, it's plenty of time to learn something new and truly experience how wonderful Lynda.com is. And I know that you will love it. So LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And we thank Lynda.com for their support of the GizWiz. These guys are awesome. So go check them out. So it is time for Chad's Crappy Corner.
Oh, my gosh. And oh, my gosh.
I'm in love with the theme idea. Like you were saying, today's was kind of themed around luxury. For this next upcoming month, for the month of March, I want to do food-themed. So everything in my crappy corner will have something to do with food moving forward. So for today, I want to start off with something easy. I don't want to shock people too much. We're going to start off with liquids.
Okay.
We're going to start off with some liquids.
Okay, Mo, that sounds like a good idea.
And so we got ice. And here's the issue. Imagine yourself at a get-together, and you have a can of something, and it's warm. It's
okay.
I'll have a can of something. And you go, shoot, I ran out of refrigerator space. Or I don't have enough coolers. Or, heck, I just totally forgot to throw this into the ice. And you put it in the ice, but you know that it's going to take like 20 minutes for this thing to become cold because, of course, ice does not work as fast as you would hope. Introducing my gadget for today, this is called the Spin Chill. I saw this originally on Kickstarter, and it was successfully funded, and now it's a real product. This is the Spin Chill. I kind of wanted to play like a what the heck is it? Because if you just pulled this out,
I would have certainly thought it was a hairdryer or a thing for a hose.
A hose,
that
yeah.
That would spritz water out.
I was thinking
in a
that
circle.
It's to attach a clown nose right onto your nose.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It on
screw
well.
On clown nose.
Right, exactly.
I thought this was going to become a Dr. Seuss book. A nose, the thing for a hose.
A nose for a hose on your clothes. It came pretty sparsely wrapped. It was just in a cardboard box with a thank you note that says, "How do you spin chill?" They want you to send them emails on how you're spin chilling along, and then it just mentions some instructions. So this cup at the top, which has been spinning, and it just takes two plain old AA batteries at the bottom, and that is you can see there was a plastic seal in there, so I'm pretty comfortable putting it into ice. This plastic cone will snap onto a can. So this could be a Coke can, it could be a beer can, it could be whatever. And then you can either just lay the can on top of the ice and hit go, and it starts to spin.
Oh.
And here, I'm going to go ahead and put it inside of the ice a little bit more. Whoops, dropping ice everywhere. It's like, this is a very messy show. I think I cause a mess every single time I review products.
Just as long as you never do anything with soup, I think we'll be good.
Or again, gum.
Right. Or
okay, no more gum.
Nothing for soup. I won't ever do soup. Don't worry about it. And the soup is out. There's no thing I'd ever use soup for in the food
I'll
coming up
next
in the next
week.
Few weeks. No.
Okay, no soup.
No soup.
Okay.
So,
for you.
The idea is, and I've actually seen these in grocery stores, I've seen it with wine, where you drop wine into a circulating vortex of water, and for some reason, the centrifugal force, or I don't know what it is, will chill faster a liquid inside of this. So both things that I just put in were both room temperature. One of them I just set in there. This one, which I did before I did the other one. Don't want to spin it too much. I might get false impression. And this one, of course, you saw me throw in after it. So giving
So what's the recommended time to do it?
Now, it says on the piece of paper that came with it, a minute. 60 seconds is plenty of time. So I'm assuming that we're coming up on 60 seconds sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
So let's go ahead and stop it.
Okay.
Pull it on out. It's just this plastic little suction cup, so it comes right out.
Have you tried this before?
I actually did.
Okay, because I was wondering, is it not going to shoot the soda out? Oh.
No. If for some reason it spins the can, and it's not a big deal. We might want a secondary guest, but this should be the cold one.
Okay.
It's cold. It's cold. Now, what I have...
Nice.
We need a secondary. Yes, perfect.
Oh, wow.
So go ahead and test that out. About what temperature do you think that's at?
What temperature?
Is it cold? Is it cold?
Just make up a thing.
Okay. Would you rather drink that, which is the cold one? It's cold, right?
Yeah.
Or this one? It's warm.
This one's warm.
It's way warm. Like, this is cold. It works. I don't know how it works.
Wow.
It's amazing. Like, it's hard to hold. It's so cold.
Wow.
Now, you can go ahead and take that. There you go.
Okay.
Not only does it work on cans, but inside, there is a smaller secondary sort of thing. So,
for bottles?
It will work with bottles. And of course, you know, I have a Coke bottle here, but of course it will work with a beer bottle or something else. So if we slide this in.
You know, there was a device a long time ago, but it was very complicated. Filled it with ice and then you put the can. It was a whole machine.
Yeah, I've seen this before.
Depending on how much it costs,
you know,
this is very clever.
Yeah. This Coke can has ridges, so it's much louder than the aluminum can.
Oh, well, okay.
So it's funny. I forget exactly how much this costs. Oh, yeah. Cost $30.
Okay.
It costs $30 for the spin chill. And right. I've seen, if we go to like Amazon.
So this is only at the company's website?
No. So you can buy it on Amazon, but it is fulfilled through SpinChill. So you can still...
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can buy it if you like
going
through Amazon.
Is it Amazon Prime?
Right. It is not Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. So $29.99 plus
$4.49 shipping.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Like, I wanted to find those competing products, because I know what you're talking about.
Yes, it was a whole little machine.
Box. Yeah, it's a whole big old thing. Let me see if I can find something real fast. Well, it's not working out. Here's one.
I think they're putting in a new sidewalk outside. I hear them drilling.
Turn that off.
There it is.
Here's a rapid cooler, you know, and it closes it up. It's not quite as universal. Someone want to test out this this Coke? Now, they did say for glass, it's going to take a little bit longer. Come on over here, Patrick.
Okay. And man. Open this with your teeth, Patrick.
No, I don't.
You didn't tell me you had a Mexico.
I don't have a...
He doesn't have a can opener?
I don't want to do it. Let's do it on... this is metal over here. This is how you know you're a true partier. When you do that.
Okay, yeah, I guess. I guess your party days are kind of over, pal.
Yeah, huh. Dang.
I'll run and get a thing.
No, I'll open it. There we go. We got it. Hey, hooray. It's cold. I can tell.
It just got shook from moving it around.
It was rigged.
Drink it on camera.
Sorry. It was a...
It's cold.
It's cold. Good.
Okay.
Hooray.
Hooray.
I need a napkin or something. Anyway, that's the spin chill, and I'm actually kind of amazed at. Oh, darn it! I gave you the cold one, so I've got left with the warm one. You know what's funny is I wonder. I mean, it's rubber, right? Can I this current can?
Could you recool it?
Yeah. So here, overhead. There you go.
Probably if you stand it straight up, I bet you could.
Go a little bit more vertical. And so because it spins, you know, obviously what you don't want to do is, you know, have it, like, go all around. So, No, you don't want to do that.
Oh, it took off. It hit the ceiling.
That's pretty funny, actually. I'm sure you could do. Yeah, let's try more vertical. I might have to sit here and hold it because I can't lay it down.
Yeah, probably.
But
Jed, you have no idea how many cans you could cool on one set of batteries, right?
You know, I don't.
Okay.
But you know, I'd rather run through 6 AA batteries than have a party with warm cans of drink. You know. And so here, I'm going to chill one more because now I'm actually thirsty and I gave Josh mine.
And we should point out that you could just put the ice in the soda, but this way you're not watering down the soda. And in some cases, very hot soda, you can actually make it flat by the time you put enough ice in it to make it cool. So this is a way to get the soda cold and keep it the exact same density. That it was meant to, God meant it to be,
or at least
Coca-Cola meant it to be.
The perfect balance of soda syrup to soda water.
Exactly.
Exactly how the manufacturers intended it to be. But I this is a gadget that I'm sad to say will not get sent out to someone who did a letter or a warehouse
because I want to keep it. I think you should.
It is very, 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 very neat. And a high quality. It's exactly what I wanted. And anyway, so that is the Spin Chill for $29.99 for $30. You can get it on Amazon or spinchill.com. Originally a Kickstarter. And absolutely love it. You know, it's funny. It does sound like the battery's winding down here. I don't know. It's not quite as peppy as it once was.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And I've done 1, 2, 3, 4. So be like the sixth one that I've done.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. But that was room temperature before, and I can see the cold chill coming off of it.
I'm getting chilled just watching this demo.
Wonderful. I made the floor sticky with Mexi-Coke. Okay, so that was my crappy corner. I hope you enjoyed it.
Pretty nice. Pretty good.
Thanks.
Pretty good.
Thanks. We will continue on with the food theme moving forward for the month of March. So now it is time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Right about now. To the warehouse. Yeah.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
So we've gone through the depths of the warehouse, and what have you come up with?
We have. This is kind of interesting because it fits right in with what you were talking about. It is a bizarre gadget. Goes back to, I think, 1990 or 1992. A gadget that is so weird, judging by something I found on eBay, I don't think it was ever... it ever made it into the marketplace. Oh. Anyway, it's called Sit and Sip. And Josh, if you can go to the picture of Sit and Sit. Oh. So, Chad, this is what it is. So it's
like
an insulated container that you fill with coffee or soda or whatever you want. And you'll notice it's shaped like a seat.
A cushion, yeah.
A cushion. So the object of Sit and Sip is that if you fill it with coffee that you want to have at a game, your seat will be warm because you're sitting on the sit.
Oh, so it's
either way. If you
insulated.
Put something cold in it, you know, you'd probably put a towel between you and the seat. But what was very funny about it is I did it on
that
the CBS.
That was the Gizwiz sign, just to...
Oh, okay. I did it on a CBS show, a morning show, like I said, 90 and 92. And they wanted the weatherman to demo it. So he was sitting on it, and we had coffee in it. And then we said, you know, pour coffee for us. And it turns out to be a very bizarre scene as he would take the...
I've been wondering, so this image should actually be rotated 90 degrees, right?
Yes, because... yes. And so he sits and then he puts the cup between his legs and you push a spout and then you just see the coffee coming out into the cup and
oh,
right. So
There you go.
So you're sitting on it. The strap is just to carry it. So you sit on it. Your leg is on either side of the cup.
And where
which
that
is,
cup is where...
Where the spout is. So it actually comes with a cup that you can drink from. And you pull that out. And then there's a push spout behind it. So I'm not sure. The reason I think I had to return mine because it was one of the first prototypes. But doing research, I kept searching and searching. And finally, I found one on eBay, and the guy on eBay says, let me just see here, that it was a one-of-a-kind, probably a prototype.
He might have yours.
He might. You know, you're definitely right. You're absolutely right.
Oh, man.
It was really interesting. On the CBS show, I said that the list price was going to be $39.99. The guy on eBay or woman on eBay is asking $49.99 plus $20 shipping, but maybe he feels
just found it.
Yes, it's a rare gadget that never was made.
Oh, there's the spigot. I found the spigot.
Oh, did you find the spigot?
Yeah. So there it is. This is the spigot.
Oh, there you go. So you sit on it. Oh, there you go. So that's what it looks like. This is from the back. So you sit on it, and now it's time to have drinks. And you open up your sit and sip and let the water roll out.
That is so funny.
Is he still asking $50?
Yeah, still $50. Yeah. Still $50.
Okay. I guess he hasn't sold it. Yeah. Okay.
I just realized we were leaking everywhere. My gadget is my ice is I think I have a hole in my water tank here. I'm going to open this thing up and just set it outside. Okay. Because it's going right into the console where all of the electronics happen. So, yeah, there's definitely a hole in there.
Oh, my word. Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to set that outside.
And here comes the lab guy.
Engineers are on the scene.
The cleanup. Here comes Larry and Mo to help Curly clean up.
Here comes Curly. Come on in here, Curly. Let's
There we are. There we are. There we are. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brick House Stooges.
Yeah.
Now, you should come up, Patrick, and hit your head on the table. Could you do that for us?
It'd be a good sport.
Exactly.
It's so funny because this whole time I was like, man, this floor is
really sticky.
And,
Alex, when you come up, you should reach up and accidentally pull yourself up on the laptop and let that fall on the floor.
What is it going? Anyway. I kept thinking that my feet were making a sticky sound, and then I realized that's a dripping noise. I was like, what's dripping? And then a torrent of water has been flowing out of that. So anyway, for a while now.
Good find, Josh. Thank you for the theme. That was excellent.
Here we go. Oh, jeez. Perfect.
Oh, okay, fine. Perfect. So, Chad, while you clean up, I'm going to remind people that...
Perfect.
In between gadgets that I find at my warehouse, we're looking for gadgets that you might have from your warehouse. And, you know, you don't need a warehouse. Just an old gadget you have or your favorite gadget or something you invented. Or someone in the chat room said, I just sent you a video of I bought a piece of crap. I haven't seen it yet. So we're looking for videos 2 to 3 minutes long, no longer than that. Post them on YouTube and send the link to our producer, Jason, at gizwiz@twit.tv. And we'll look at them, and hopefully they'll be on the show. If it's on the show, you get an autographed Mad, a 35-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture, and some sort of piece of crap. You're not going to get the spin chill. Chad has already claimed that for himself.
Yeah, it's mine.
But we're down to like 2 videos, so we need more videos. I bought a piece of crap, my favorite gadget. I invented this, or my favorite gadget of all time. And if you have something old, you know, it's so funny. I was watching reruns on Turner Classic Movies of a Johnny Carson show with Sammy Davis Jr., who was saying he has so much crap in his garage, things he bought, gadgets he bought that he can't part with. And I'm sure it's true of anybody who loves gadgets. And that's the kind of thing we're looking for. Something you can't part with, you have no use for it. A little video about that would be great for the GizWiz. GizWiz at twit.tv. Send the link to Jason after you post it on YouTube.
So this is kind of amazing. Come on in here. We just had an actual glass sighting outside. Hey.
Oh, my word.
He's actually wearing glasses. Actually, this is a guy, Chad Dunbar. We actually know each other. We both do Minecraft.
Oh, so it's a setup.
Yeah, but I saw him walk by and he waved. I was like, oh, get in here.
Oh,
so,
great. Cool.
I'm off the work.
Yeah, see ya.
What kind of work? What kind of work are you doing?
I do IT tech support and I run a Minecraft community, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. He's right up our alley. So, anyway, thanks for stopping by.
No problem. Have fun.
See you around.
Okay, take care.
Watch out for the ice out there. There you go. Okay, cool.
normally, that's what we say in New York here with this crappy winter. Watch out for the ice.
Yeah, not here in California. It's a little bit of a new occurrence. Yeah. There you go.
A new thing.
Very, very cool. Now I guess it is time for the letter.
Yes.
Here come the letters. Those lovely letters. Here come the GizWiz letters.
I love the letters theme. That's
funny. Our letter of the week. Yes, our themes are great. Hi, Dick Daniel here, a longtime watcher. Love the show. Here's a gadget I bought recently on Amazon that I thought you might be interested in. It's very versatile. The price is very reasonable. So far, everything I've plugged into it has charged with no problems, and it's compact enough to fit in a back pocket. I can think of lots of reasons this would be useful, not the least of which is camping or backpacking or a long day of taking video. Here's the Amazon link. And Josh, if you can put up the link to what Daniel has told us he likes. And while you're doing that, I'm going to do the PS. Daniel says, Chad needs to grow a red mustache to match his hair. Anyway, we haven't tried this either. You know what? Too bad you didn't know about this earlier, Chad. It'd be great for the cruise.
It would be
in the sun. But pan up to the price on this thing, Josh. It was originally, I think, $100.
Oh, yeah, I have it over here. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. And it's selling for
$22.95
with free shipping.
Yeah, with Prime shipping. So, if you're
right,
you're,
and so you know what? Again, we haven't tested it, but when Daniel sent us along, I thought, you know what, we should do it on the show just to make people aware of it.
So in it's case really they want so to grab one. It has a 4,000 milliamp hour battery.
So 4,000 is enough for most smartphones, right?
Right. So most my phone is around 26, 28. So
yeah, I think the Galaxy S4 is about the same. Or right. Do you have a S4?
Right. I have the Nexus. You know what? I might be over thinking. I'm thinking of the extended battery. So you know. 20,000 milliamp hours is close. Sorry.
2,000.
2,000 milliamp right. hours is close. And so this will probably charge your phone twice. And the cool thing is that it has the solar power, which will charge the battery in the device, and then that device will charge whatever device you have. So you never lose sun if, say, your thing is charged, and it'll just keep charging the battery in the
panel itself.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. And last week, someone else sent us a link of something that they thought was good for us to check out. So that's another thing you can do. If you find something great that you've tried and you want to share it with the GizWiz audience, email that link. And so, Daniel, thank you for that. Chad, it's up to you whether you're going to grow a red mustache.
I'll think about it.
Just passing on the info.
It's pretty hard thing to pass. I mean, why not, you know?
Are you going to be in the blazing sun on your cruise?
I will be I will be doing some snorkeling. So it's in the Gulf of Mexico area. So yeah, it should be very sunny.
Great.
I'll be doing snorkeling, be doing kayaking. I'm doing a ATV and a cave tubing tour. And then
I assume you're going to be leaving the ship for that.
Yes, I will be. Okay. I'll be stepping off the ship. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think that is where I forget what they call it, but where you don't actually, we're not actually on a dock, where they Tinder, I think it's Tinder.
Oh, yeah, okay, so they stop short right. of a couple hundred feet out right. into the Gulf.
Right, and then they launch lifeboats, and you get in a lifeat and you go to shore.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
That is a really cool little gadget, and especially if you're backpacking or something, seems like a really, really neat little gadget. So I guess now you should head on over to gizwiz.biz and check out the What the Heck Is It section, where you can now guess, what is this thing?
Exactly.
And I guess the last one we won, or someone...
Ten people knew what that was.
Ten people knew what that was.
Yeah, but we gave... it's from Corky. You knew what it was, too.
I did.
You know, it's to stand a glass up in a dishwasher. So during the spin... during the wash cycle, it won't fall over and chip another glass. And the same with the thing I just put up. It's a real gadget. We give away 12 Mad magazines if you guess what it is. But we give away 24 Mad magazines if it's silly or funny, like that purpley thing. People guessed Barney's cane, toilet bowl flush handle extender, toothbrush extender. I like this one, a kickstand for someone with a peg leg.
Love it.
Yeah.
I know what this one is.
Yeah.
I know what this one is. This one's a pacifier for a baby MIP robot. Remember we had those MIP robots?
Oh, yeah. The MIPs. Yeah.
Baby MIP.
Send that in.
I was thinking this... this front part here is for holding a toothbrush, but the back part, you can see there's something back there, and that's just a little holder. You plug it into your socket, because everyone has a socket next to your sink, and so you just got it, you're not using it, you plug it right on in, electric charges the thing, and then you set your toothbrush right on in it.
Yeah, that could work. Yeah. I see a Kickstarter project there.
I do. Everyone has a socket next to the sink, so.
Yeah, where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right where the water can splash
where
right
the
on.
Water flows, you got a socket there for your shaven appendage.
Exactly, yeah.
Appliances.
Exactly. This is Dot Biz, and then click on the What the Heck Is It game.
Absolutely.
And everything we talked about today is also at gizwiz.biz.
Yeah, if you head over to the front page, everything and nice descriptors and everything. Really, really great. So now that about wraps up our show. Make sure you send in your videos to gizwiz@twit.tv. And anything else we got to cover?
No, except have something. A great trip.
Thank you. And, next week's episode will be pre-recorded.
Okay,
so
good.
Just let
good.
You know.
And it's strange because of the new numbering system, we're pre-recording it 2 weeks after you come back.
Right.
So it's going to be, but
we're going to record
in the future, but we're wave sending it.
To the past. I'm glad we figured out time travel. Otherwise, this doesn't make sense.
Otherwise, it never would have worked. You couldn't have gone on a trip.
Funny that the time travel thing has never been a gadget, like you've talked about.
It's
we don't want to give it away. We don't want people to see what it looks like and that we use it.
Yeah.
I remember once I wanted to go away for a week, and Leah said, if you can work out time travel, do it.
See, we do tech gadgets, not sorcery gadgets.
Exactly.
So doesn't really fit into our show.
No.
If you want to subscribe for more episodes of the Gizwiz, head on over to twit.tv/gizwiz, and there you'll find all of the options, video high, video low, even audio only. If you want to catch us live, head on over to live.twit.tv on Wednesdays at around 4:30 Pacific time. That's around
7:30 here. 7:30 East Coast
Eastern.
Time, right?
Sometimes I have a production meeting. They keep pitching show ideas right before the show, and I can't be a part of it. And I'm like, I have show ideas, guys. And they're like, go do Gizwiz. I think it's intentional.
And they're sending you on this cruise, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I didn't really like.
I see the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
Who did that? They should really clean
they
that
really
off.
Clean
it looks
that
awful.
Off. Really. It's kind of like graffiti. Anyway,
I'm off to the National Sorcery Gadgets Show.
The Luxury Sorcery Gadget Show.
Sorcery Gadget Show, exactly.
Where they will turn water into wine.
Right.
The water that came out of the air.
That's the religious gadget show. I'll be going to that, too. I'm going to meet Padre there.
The holy gadget show. The holy luxury sorcery gadget show.
Show.
Coming up next on the Gizwiz. We will see you next time.
I'll be here.